Mark O'Doherty, Marketing and Communications Officer with the RISE Foundation. Alcohol in the media. Bill Clinton, David Cameron, Barack and Michelle Obama, Prince Philip and Tom Cruise. What do they all have in common? Well, apart from the fact that they're each famous in their own right, each of them has visited Ireland in recent years and featured as headline news drinking a pint of Guinness. For the media, this is the money shot. But what message does it communicate? Doesn't it just feed into the long-held stereotype that Ireland and the Irish equals drink? Surely there is more to this great country and its people. On the other hand, think back to last July and the media's response to the drink and drug-fueled antisocial behaviour and violence at the Swedish House Mafia concert in the Phoenix Park. The news media all reported on it as a low in Ireland's relationship with alcohol. This just highlights the complexity between the alcohol and the media industries. Both industries are large employers, contribute to the economy, and are very powerful influencers. Looking beyond the news media, we are bombarded with alcohol messages on a daily basis. They are often so cleverly crafted that they almost go unnoticed, but they do encourage us to consume alcohol. Take a brand like Heineken, which through its involvement with music, football and rugby, occupies our lives to a wide variety of traditional media, social media, sponsorship and product placement. Even the latest James Bond movie, Skyfall, replaced its traditional martini shaken not stirred with a bottle of Heineken. What impact does all this media activity have? International research has shown that alcohol marketing, including advertising, sponsorship and other forms of promotion, increase the likelihoods that children will start to use alcohol and to drink more if they are already using alcohol. The marketing messages of the drinks industry reach children as young as 10 and 11. A study of brand and logo recognition by primary school children in Wales found that 79% of children were aware of a particular brand of beer as an alcoholic drink, a much higher rate of recognition compared to food types. The same study shows that the earlier people become aware of brands, the more likely they are to use them throughout their lives, suggesting establishing early alcohol brand loyalty benefits alcohol companies in the future drinkers are more likely to choose the brand over another. The World Health Organization states, advertisements have a particular impact in promoting a more positive attitude to drinking among young people and recommends restricting the volume and content of alcohol marketing to reduce alcohol-related harm. It's time for a cultural change to free Ireland from its unhealthy relationship with alcohol, and the media has an important role to play in this. The RISE Foundation supports families who have loved ones with alcohol problems. Visit the